And I want to thank you for coming. This is the last day of IPHE activities. And my presentation is discussing the activities of Yamal Partner Health Reform. This is a project which is funded by. This is I will talk about Health System 2020 project funded by USAID, which is called in Yemen, Yemen Partner for Health Reform. And the next one, Family Planning Services in Yemen, the gaps and targeting data requirement for improving accessibility and distribution of family services, evidence-based making decision making using gas enhancing solution. For the activity of Yemen Partner Health Reform, we are working in the 5 governorates located in the north of Yemen and the middle of our countries, and represent the poorest governorate in Yemen. And our project working for enhancing health information for better management and better governance, building capacity in health financing, operation and governance, strengthening immunization, routine immunization through strengthening and enhancing management information system of immunization, and working with the surveillance to prevent diseases through community. For this this picture describe the nature of the geography of Yemen and the difficulties for the population, which are 70% of 70% of population live in the rural area, and the difficulties to cover all 70% with the health services make the major responsibility on the government to serve this population. About family planning services in Yemen, we expect the population reach to the more than 38 million by the end of 2025, more than tribal in 1990. Among the WHO indicators, the fertility rate in Yemen is approximately 6.2 and represent of the highest rate in the world. And the barriers to effective family planning, we have four issues. Beliefs, the using of contraceptive and Yemen and Islam, and which Dr. Douglas heard the Islam not object using family planning, as doctor said, he support the spacing and the child must complete 2 years breastfeeding, and our prophet he is support this message and to take care about family, about women life. Next point, the knowledge. We have the lack of awarenesses between or among the population, because we, as I mentioned before, we have 70% of people living in the rural area, and they don't have media like TV or newspaper or like that, and this is difficult to make health education through that media. So we want to make to select the appropriate method to educate people only through health facilities in group when they make health education. Health system, we have a difficulties in health system because we the health expenditure represent 4% per capita. That means only $6 per person. And you can imagine what we can do with $6 for each people, each person. For the geography, as you saw the photos, we have difficulties in geography and the accessibility to the health facilities in rural area and remote area. For the data requirements and effective, we have two things need supply. The big question, where are the family planning services coming from? We mean the distribution of health facilities, which is provide health family planning services, and the accessibility for the people if they can reach to the health facilities, which provide health family planning. The next thing, demand. Where are the unserved population? We are talking about the huge population and the growth rate in Yemen is 3. The number of public increase in every year, and this is make a difficulties for the health facility to cover all population around health facilities. Yemen PHR, Yemen Partner for Health Reform, take actions for support decision maker for taking a good decision in time. We conduct a health facility survey in 5 governorates targeted by USAID by using health instrument, GPS, and photos, digital photos. We worked closely with the Ministry of Public Health in Yemen for and designing and redesigning instrument of for health facilities and incorporate with GPS and digital photos, and we they synthesized and cleaned and used reference the best available GPS based map data, coordinating with Central Statistical Organization in 2004, census data capturing and analysis, building capacity for district, governorate, and national utilization of data through health GIS tool and application, improving transparency and accountability of health HIS resources, data source, and indicators. In health facility survey, as I mentioned, we support the Ministry of Public Health in redesigning survey and incorporate GPS and digital photos, persisting surveys. We construct the 10 team leaders for each governorate, consists from team leader from the central labor at the Ministry of Public Health and the surveyors from governorate or district to support them to build capacity for collecting data in the future. And we made data cleaning and compilation, data verification, and we developed tools for decision maker. As evidence-based decision support tool is only as good as its underlying data. This is example for data verification and accuracy by using Google Earth. You see here, this is the hospital, what we collect from the field, and this is the photos and many information regarding this hospital in Amran Governorate. This is another example for decision maker required confidence in the data before validating the result of subsequent analysis. If the map is wrong, it is likely that the belief is the data is all wrong and the results are not going to be credibility. For leveraging made data for governorate level decision making, the Yemen Partner for Health Reform is building the statistical and health informatics capacity of the Ministry of Public Health at national level and government level and district level would use the electronic decision support system. And we worked to simplify and elegant make the data elegant and Nova A health solution. Targeting audience for us, they are general director of health office and governorate and manager, statistician and hospital administration. We make the data easy to use for healthcare planning and targeting and management and budgeting. Easy to understand and analyze and visualize the data. Basic training for supported them and for evaluation. As a set of the GIS tools are used to analyze the data in a series of steps to locate the family planning services gaps and prioritize area. Which we saw here, this is the one of our governorates, and here we saw and highlighted in blue the health facilities, and in this color this is the population depends on the circles and density. As you see here, the all location with the light green are outlined in red are closest to the single health facility with family planning services, light in blue, like this, in this and this and here. We have in steps 3 analyzed the accessibility around health facility with 60 minutes walking, and we see here the overlapping of the accessibility in this area and other area they don't have any accessibility to the health family planning services, and we show in the next slide the gap between each area. If we see here the red area here and here and here, this they are not covered with the family planning services, and we need to be priority needs in the future if we compare with the red and with the green and yellow color by using the healthcare gap analyzer. And here another example for decision making. If we see here how this government can address prioritized area in red color here and here and here. They have two solutions. The first one, adding family planning services in the existing health facilities. For example, we have three facilities with 60 minutes walking, and we can add it here family planning services in that facility to cover or to reduce the a gap of population uncovered with family planning services. The second option for that, if we say the locate and construct a new health facilities to address the demand of family planning services, and we have example in the area with the circle in yellow here. The approach are an evidence-based justification for construction a new health facility based on family planning coverage needs that can be visualized and communicated effectively to the Central Ministry of Public Health for planning purposes. The effective and efficient use of resources and achieving results, targeting limited sources, avoid duplication of adequate family planning services coverage area overlapping in blue, what we saw before, justifying training and facility employing new family planning services, locating priorities area for education campaign, reducing health care costs by allocating and tracking family planning source while at the same time influencing population dynamics. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take some questions. And for the speakers, if you ask a question, could you come to the podium and also repeat the question so everybody can hear it? I just want to remind you before we take questions that you have evaluation sheets on the chairs in between you. Please fill them out before you leave and leave them on a chair by the door. Okay, questions? Do they get a travel allowance, Douglas, or do they get any travel allowance to go to meetings and things?
They actually didn't get a travel allowance at that stage. And again, as I say, there's rethinking because, as you might expect, and in other countries, dropouts happen, and particularly men who may have other forms of employment may not continue, so you end up doing a lot of retraining. So as this large REACH project, which is, cover a third of the country in 3 years, starting from scratch where there was nothing before, is still kind of in an evolving process in terms of how that's going to work out. And much of our job was, in fact, helping them make sure that those maps were accurate, because it's nice to have all of that rolled out, but, of course, it wasn't always happening, and they weren't always visiting the houses. So, in some cases, the health post, which was the woman of the man's home, was sort of serving more as a satellite center. So people would come there rather than the household visit. So it was kind of a mixture.
That was my question, was what was the health post? So that the house of men would come here.
Yeah.
Next question. Can you summarize the question?
Okay, so I'll address your second question first. The births averted were averted gradually. It was in each year they were counted up. And your first question on our measurement of unmet need, we relied on the DHS definition and did not do sensitivity analysis, although that's a good thing to think about for the future.
Yes, next question. Good question. question. I think that's for Rachel again. Is that right? Or
I believe the question was on whether there's any studies on unmet needs for students by men. And I believe that some DHS men surveys ask a question that could be used to calculate that, but I haven't seen any summaries. No, okay. Then I'm sorry, I don't have a good answer for you.
Does anybody else have some information they can contribute to that question? Another question? Yes. Okay, please. Yes, another question. Repeat the question so everybody can hear and it's recorded.
You mean the barrier for using contraception between me and Dr. Douglas? We don't have any barrier for that. We mentioned, the people in outside of Islamic area, they said that Islam object to use the family planning in to organize the families and spacing and like that. But I don't think so. The Islam object that, and he instructs us from the beginning, from 14th century to 14th century to make spacing between each between child and other child, and also from the our prophet, he told us from the beginning, you must to save your life for women, and don't make any trouble for women to have many children, 5, 6 and like that.
About some of the large donors thought this is a great idea, let's get all the
additional questions?
Thank you. That was a surprise to us, too, and I should have also acknowledged more that we were working through the NGOs. So these were all three were Afghan NGOs separate. So, you know, we talked with our Afghan colleagues about what's going on here in Turmai, in this Shia area and Hazara population. That population during the Taliban was particularly persecuted, and many of them fled to Iran. And so they became much more acquainted with contraceptive use. Iran is the biggest success story in contraceptive increases in the last couple decades, going from prevalence of 10% to about 70% between 1985 and 2000. So there were lots of services, population, particularly Shia, there who were using contraception, and particularly condoms. And what we heard from the NGO leaders was that many of the men, and particularly the mullahs who came back, were acquainted with and were using condoms. So it was probably a combination of things, having had a lot more exposure to condoms and men using them, and also some of the religious leaders. There's also the possibility of some over-reporting there, because it is more difficult. We didn't have, you know, great evidence that there was over-reporting, but we were surprised as much as anybody at the huge difference in method preference among the three areas.
Okay, you have another question for Dr. Sarmiento? Women who have a partner and who report to be sexually, to have had at least one encounter in the last month. Right? So that's the adolescents that we included for this analysis. And one thing I should clarify, I was using any current contraceptive use, either modern or traditional methods, for the whole country. So we see a little bit differences with the modern methods. Actually, we see actually a bigger gap than what I show in the graph. In adolescents, obviously, we have 15 to 18 years old, but because it's what DHS, like the cut points recommended by DHS, but in the last survey, we also included girls who are as young as 12 years old, and when we include in the analysis those girls who are 12 years old until 19 years old, we actually see a bigger gap in contraceptive use. Actually, adolescent pregnancy right now in Colombia is one of the highest, is 20% for the whole country. So, yeah, we see differences according to age groups.
Okay, we have time for maybe one more question. Anybody? Well, thank you for attending so early on this last day, and for your great questions, and thank you also to our panel again.